I also want to touch on another issue that is directly in terms of Aberdeen. If you look at the census figures from 2010, they gave us the 2011 map that we're currently under. Aberdeen should have one plus legislative districts. But if you look at the map, it has a legislative district that is urban, but it also has a rural one, District 2, that stretches way south. In fact, the southern boundary of that legislative district is closer to Sioux Falls, which is 203 miles away from Aberdeen, than it is from Aberdeen. Back in 2016, I remember, Senator Boland, you did an excellent job in articulating your point that you did not believe there was gerrymandering in South Dakota. And you based it on the principle that there wasn't a bunch of zigzag maps, which is the classic gerrymandering history that we know from Massachusetts in the early 1800s. But I believe that really what gerrymandering is that it is manipulating maps to get an outcome. And I think when you have a legislative district like in Aberdeen that's urban but also very, very rural and walks way down into the heart of South Dakota, that that's gerrymandering.